Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. Was that your giraffe impression? I'm Scott Hammond. Todd Mitchell is making noises in the background.
Another What's On Your Mind. That was excitement, man.
Oh, that was excitement noise. I see. Okay. All right. I thought it was the roar
might sound
of
like
a lion.
Giraffe. I guess I don't hang out with them, so I don't know how they sound.
Roar of a lion or...
roar.
Yeah,
I can't do a lion.
Have you been following the story about the lion in Zimbabwe and the North Dakotan? And you've been
yeah.
You'd have to be under a rock not to have heard about it. I want to talk about that today on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. The Talk Radio Town Hall will be here. A lot of ground to cover with him. And bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Andy Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. They are hosting a listening tour with the new chancellor, the University System, Mark Hagerot, and we're going to talk about that on the program today, too. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind. I don't get this whole hubbub over the lion. I really don't. I need a little help. Why are lions on this earth? Aren't lions on this earth to be hunted? Isn't that the whole circle of life thing?
And I
don't know how much money Zimbabwe gets from people who, like this dentist from Minnesota, Walter Palmer, pay good money to go over there and hunt. But I think they do okay from that. And now the folks there are flipping out about this Cecil, this lion that was well known. Look, it's a lion. And I get it. I like Lion King, too. I might have even had a tear hit my cheek when Mufasa, you know.
Admit it, you did.
Yeah, I did.
So did I.
Mean, yeah. And it was a great movie, but in that case it was fictional. In this case the lion's real, but it's a lion, for crying out loud. Have we lost our mind? I'm looking at a story in the Forum newspapers today, Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo, Grand Forks, that is reprinted from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. That's longer than any story I've seen them write about the Iran nuke deal. That pesky little deal with the Iranians that could mean the destruction of Israel and the death of millions if they get their way on the news. That's getting less attention than a lion.
Are you lying?
Now, I don't know. I'm sorry. It's a lion. I don't care. I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't get it. Why is this a major international incident?
Because it's bullying.
It's bullying because they shot the lion? I mean, there's evidently some dispute.
Bullying for why they shot the lion.
There's evidently some dispute about whether or not they had the proper license for a lion. Okay? So that's being debated right now. Because the guide and the landowner where the lion was shot were charged with poaching, and a second guy being shot for questioning.
The second guy being shot for questioning.
Sought, not shot.
I'm like, wow, they're taking this pretty serious here.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to shoot him before the question. No. Lion Aid, a nonprofit group based in the United Kingdom that is dedicated to saving lions, speculated that this dentist, this Minnesota dentist, who's a North Dakota native, by the way, would not be prosecuted because he was following his guide's instructions. So, you know, and meanwhile, his business is being targeted by kooks. They're putting crazy death threats on his Facebook page. And
yeah, I think society's punishing him enough. Government doesn't need to do that, but... Yeah.
So, can somebody help me out here? Can somebody help me out here? Understand why this story is getting this much attention. Same with Deflategate. and Tom Brady's footballs. Now he you know, evidently put his cell phone in a blender so he wouldn't have to turn it over to investigators. And I don't know how what he's done isn't enough for just a complete flat-out firing offense, but I don't want to talk about Deflategate. I don't want to talk about Liongate. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Allegedly, the dentist had some poaching charges here in the U.S., the texter says. And maybe Tom didn't want Giselle finding out who else was texting him.
In 2008, this guy admitted that he lied to Wisconsin authorities after shooting a black bear 40 miles outside the zone where he was authorized to hunt 2 years earlier. And so he pled guilty, I guess. He served a year of probation, paid a fine, and that's done. But again, that doesn't. They're acting like this Cecil is some sort of god, some sort of revered figure. It's a lion. And I ask you, these same people that are flipping out here in the U.S. and abroad over a lion, a revered lion, for crying out loud, are they as outraged about video, now a third video of Planned Parenthood picking through the remains of aborted babies, trying to find the really good stuff in the way of body parts so they can get more money for it?
And again, well, it's their flippant attitude that really kind of can rub the wrong way. Even if you believe that should be able to be done, at least treat it a little bit more delicately than that.
Okay, well, whatever. My point is this. We're sitting here seeing story after story about a lion, a revered lion that was shot. That's what lions are on this earth.
A revered lion? Are there lions we don't revere? They're all revered, right?
Here's the headline. Backlash sharp after North Dakota native and big game hunter shoots, kills well-known, beloved Zimbabwe big cat. I mean, really. It's a lion. That's what I'm saying here. Compare that to babies.
Yeah, if you made the headline, the revered babies, then you'd be a bad guy.
All right. Am I missing something? I need some help here. And if you're groaning because I'm making this connection, feel free to chastise me. I just don't understand it. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. Lewis and Kenmure has a comment on this. Yes, Lewis.
Yeah, that lion, he was a tourist attraction. So they're going to lose money at their tourist trap.
I'm sorry about that. Maybe they shouldn't put their tourist attraction near a hunting zone.
No, the dentist shot it with a bow. He couldn't see the collar and then ask a question. It goes both ways on that. But on this plant...
It was a nighttime hunt, evidently in early July. So I don't know that he would have saw it, but he obviously didn't have any idea it was revered. It was lured out of this area, but I guess that's standard practice as well, because they take some meat and put it on a vehicle and the lion comes out. So again, if it's so revered, if it's this prized national possession, to me, you don't put it in a place where it could be shot or could wander out. So.
Yeah.
Are you thinking this is a big deal?
It should be in the odd news.
Okay, I'll give you odd news, that's fine, but not the attention that it's received.
No, it's just another bait and switch, and let's look at what's going on and where to write in and forget what's going on with the left hand.
Yeah. Am I right or wrong to be a bit outraged here that this is getting the attention it's getting and people are upset about a, quote, beloved, well-known lion when we don't have similar outrage about the body parts of babies being picked
through
and sold?
Well, my question is, has anybody actually come out and said what they're doing with these parts at these alleged research facilities?
Yeah, and of course, Planned Parenthood doesn't do that. They sell them.
No.
But the people
that are actually buying are just as criminally liable for trafficking human parts as Planned Parenthood is for selling them.
All right, interesting point. I'm going to bring that up with Congressman Kramer next hour because I want this taken care of. That's a good point. Should it be legal to buy these? Mark in Devil's Lake, you're next. Welcome to Washington.
Hey, Scott, I'm with you 100% on the lion thing. I mean, it's just one more opportunity for the anti-hunting groups to protest and raise a big stink over nothing, you know. It's no different than an elk wandering out of Teddy Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota. He's susceptible to hunters at that point, you know. Did you watch Jimmy Kimmel last night?
I didn't.
Jimmy Kimmel talked about it, and he started crying over the dead lion. So, about make you sick.
I mean, was he serious, or was it a skit?
Oh, no. He was absolutely serious. He was condemning hunters and this guy from Minnesota. So
these people are idiots. I'm sorry. I mean, you're an idiot if you cry over a lion dying. Has he been on television crying over what Planned Parenthood is doing? It's just stupid. I can't believe it. I'm losing my mind over this.
I'm with you, Scott.
I don't get it. I mean, I want to find him and say, what do you think lions are on this earth for? Thanks, Mark.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
That's right, folks. Twins baseball. August 13th in the Twin Cities as they take on the Texas Rangers. And we're loading up the What's On Your Mind fun bus and heading out. We'll be live on the way to the Twin Cities for the 12:10 game leaving Fargo, 7 a.m. Thursday, August 13th. We'll come back after. Price is only $129, includes your trip and your ticket right behind home plate. That should be great fun. And $100 for a night stay in Fargo, too. Call for your tickets now. They're going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3. The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today by our friends at Medora, we're heading out there middle of August, broadcasting live, and I made a promise right here on the air that it won't be once, it'll be twice that we'll broadcast from Medora this year, because we explore it and we adore it, just like you. You have 100 things to do there, at least. You can find those under the What to Do category at Medora.com. There's great places to stay, Rough Riders, Badlands, Medora Campground. Of course, you can eat at the Pitchfork Steak Fondue. That's fantastic. And lots of other great places. I'm partial to the pizza, too. They have a great little pizza over there. Badlands Pizza and Saloon, kind of fun. The ice cream parlor is a lot of fun. There's just a lot going on. So check it out. If you want Medora deals, put your email address in there. Check that out. And don't forget, through August 7th, the Chicago Boys. A lot of folks have been raving about that. Acrobatic Troop 2. Getting a lot of rave reviews. So there's a lot of fun at the Medora Musical 50th anniversary. So check it out. Medora.com or call them at 1-800-MEDORA-1. Back to the phones here. John at Bismarck, what's on your mind? Hey, John, are you there?
No, I am. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
You know, what does this, you know, you're talking about the lion and the babies. What does this say about our culture and about America right now? I mean, it is a sad, sad world that the people out there care more about an animal than they do a human life. And, you know, I'm 50 years old, and in 50 years, our world has gone to hell in a handbasket. I mean, I still love America, don't get me wrong, but where are we going to be in another 50 years?
Yeah, it's troublesome. It really is. And, I just wish, without raising my voice, without jumping up and down and hollering anything else, I could have a rational conversation with somebody that is, you know, in Jimmy Kimmel, you know, slobber mode over a lion and say, "Really? I mean, can I show you these videos? Do you feel as bad about that as you do this? I mean, if not, why? I mean, hello, what?" You know, you get so callous to it. And I get that that just happens, so you forget about it. I need to remind myself often that a kindergarten-sized class every week in North Dakota, innocent life ends for a kindergarten-sized class. All right?
Yeah.
And knowing what we know about science, that's not a blob of cells. This video helps. These videos help teach us that they're not blobs of cells. There's a brain and a liver and a heart and all these parts that they're trying to sell. So that gives lie to the blob of cells argument, doesn't it?
It does. And I was in a fishing camp this last week, and I brought up the subject about abortion, and I just asked the ladies, tell me your version of how this is a right. I'm all for women's rights. I think a woman has as many rights as a man does. But where do you come into the right of killing an unborn child? You know, and I use that analogy, you know, and it's a kind of a dumb one, but say I don't like my kid when he comes out of the womb, I can't club him in the head. You know, what's the difference between in the womb and out of the womb? And when you look at those pictures that they showed on TV, I mean, a blind man can see that it's a child.
And I think, John, that's the way to win it. I think that's the way to win it. Just like you did on your fishing trip to say, you know, all right, I want to just have this conversation, and I don't want, you're not, if you're doing it in a loving way with family members and to say, I just try to understand this because I don't get it, you know, that's how you start to change hearts and minds. That's the best approach. Yelling and screaming and signs aren't going to do it, but that's a good way to do it. Ross Bay, Minnesota is where Al's at. Al, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I wholeheartedly agree with your statement on that Planned Parenthood. It is time for the God-fearing people of America to wake up, get on their knees, and start confronting these issues by calling your senators, your congressmen, and just call them every day if we need to. And that's what I'm trying to do. I wish 10 million or other were flooding them phone lines to tell them to defund Planned Parenthood and to vote no on this Iran agreement that we're in the midst of discussing.
Good suggestion. And you've got some folks there in Minnesota who could use some phone calls, Al. So, we've got a handful in North Dakota. Heidi Heitkamp would be one who's taken a lot of money from leaders of Planned Parenthood. Had fundraisers with Emily's List and people that are totally silent on this outrage right now. And if her phone rings, you can be sure they'll, you know, she'll see a political problem there, and it happened with Senator Heitkamp on gun control. There were enough North Dakotans that rose up, and President Obama calls his greatest regret not getting his gun control through. One of the reasons he didn't get it through is because Heidi Heitkamp voted with us, the citizens of North Dakota, not with him. Why? Because you and others said, hey, where are you at on this? Her phone's melted. So that's it makes a difference. Don't get so cynical you don't think it makes a difference. It does, Al. So, you've got Minnesotans to call, a lot of them, and a lot of work to do. But nonetheless, that's what it takes. So good suggestion. Good call. Appreciate it. Tyson in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. I got a question for you. I hadn't heard it mentioned on the air yet. I was looking on this deal. The Center for Immigration Studies has an interactive map that shows you all the sanctuary cities and the counties and states that don't comply with ICE detainer requests, and North Dakota is one of them.
Yeah, but it's wrong. It's a really poorly done report, and the information is dead wrong. Expose that on the program. We talked to the folks in the Department of Corrections. They have no idea where it came from, and it's just not true. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's bum information, Tyson. Hey, are you planning on going to Ribfest in Watford City on the 7th of August?
Oh, you know what? If I'm in the area, I probably will. You know, it's all vacation season, so.
I hear you. Well, mark that on your calendar. That's a week from Friday. It'll be here before we know it.
Friday. Yeah. Alrighty, thanks, man.
It's coming up quick. Absolutely. I am looking forward to going to be up there, actually, with the folks from Cloverdale. We'll have a tent in the main area there over the lunch hour, like 11 to 2, and we'll do the show there. And they really do it up well for Ribfest, I guess, in Watford City. So mark that on your calendar. Should be great fun. Here's a call that came in during the break from a South Dakota listener today on What's On Your Mind.
On this guy that's self-reliant, they're making them guys that are making such a big deal that if he was working for the family... that family plans or whatever, killing the babies, they probably wouldn't say a word about that, that I'm killing babies and stuff. They'd say that was okay, but killing a lion, boy, they're all upset about that. Makes a lot of sense, like you said earlier, just a few minutes ago. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Here's an email. You are so right, Scott. When I was 18, my girlfriend and I had an abortion. At the time, I thought, good, that's taken care of. Not a day goes by when I don't think of him, love him, or wonder what he would be like. It's gut-wrenching to see what's going on today. It's really not a woman's right to choose. Who chooses for that baby? The choice is made when crawling into bed. It's the not an oops. Interesting. And... interesting to hear the regret there as well. And it takes a little courage to write an email like that. Appreciate it. All right. Good conversation. What to do about it is a question we will ask Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up next hour. Talk about the Chancellor's Listening Tour next. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Affordable health.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today by one of our favorite stops on the Best Places to Work tour. That's MBI Energy Services, a great company. And they are looking for a hot oil truck operator in Watford City right now. Looking for a shop foreman in Williston, North Dakota right now. As well as office and clerical help and an office assistant at their location in Killdeer, North Dakota. Also a business intelligence analyst in Belfield. How's that for interesting? Find out about all the positions posted at mbienergyservices.com or on their Facebook page as well. But we've been there. We've talked to the folks. We've seen the company culture. Healthcare plan. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Like full health care for your entire family. And great wages, and they're hiring. MBI Energy Services. On our Best Places to Work tour here on the program. We appreciate their sponsorship, and we hope you'll check out mbienergyservices.com. Andy Peterson is the president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Joins us now to talk about a listening tour that is coming up with the chancellor, who is new, the new chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Mark Hagerot, which I think is a great idea to get the chancellor out and around the state. Visiting one-on-one with folks. Andy, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
You as well. So tell us about the listening tour and the idea behind it. What are you up to?
Well, so we want to introduce the chancellor to companies around North Dakota, and we really want the chancellor to understand the needs of the business community and have the opportunity to talk about what might impact the workforce, how they can help buttress the workforce, how we can look forward together and, really better place North Dakota to be competitive amongst our neighbors and, of course, around the world. So that's really the gist of it. But you'll get an opportunity to meet these folks face-to-face, take some tours of companies, which is always fascinating. And it'll be a nice week of introductions for him to the business community. So essentially that's what's going on.
How do you assess the relationship now between the university system and the business community?
You know, Scott, that's a great question and one that we have long talked about. You know, in some cases, there are companies that love the university system and others that say, listen, we need to make some adjustments here to really address the kinds of workers that we need. So the short answer to that question is it's kind of a mixed relationship. And it all depends really upon the needs of individual companies. So that's always the challenge, and it will remain the challenge as we go forward.
But obviously a dialogue and, you know, having that one-on-one conversation, and that's why I love the idea of a listening tour, is a great start to foster that relationship a little bit, right?
Absolutely. And I think that the chancellor is smart to get out there and talk with as many people as he can. You know, he grew up in North Dakota. He's a North Dakota boy. I mean, that's all great stuff. And he's an intelligent guy. And but, you know, he's been involved with the military for a long time. So he's now back in North Dakota. And what a great opportunity for him to really see what's going on around North Dakota. That's always where it starts, Scott. You're right, this dialogue and an ongoing dialogue, which is always important in any relationship, I think is really where it starts.
By the way, I just want to give the places that he'll be, and so you can, you know, if there's one close to you, circle these on your calendar. Tuesday, August 4th, Fargo Case New Holland plant at 9 a.m. Space is limited there, so you need to let folks know if you're going to be attending that one. 2 p.m. at the Grand Forks All True Health System. And a lot of these, after the meeting, you get a chance to tour the facility, which is kind of nice as well. So if you haven't seen All True lately, might be a neat way to do it. That then Wednesday, August 5th, 2 p.m. Mountain Dickinson at Baker Boy with Guy and his team there. That's great. Optional facility tour at 3:30. I've done that tour with Guy and his team there. It is fascinating. They do some incredible work out there. So that'd be a good one in Dickinson. Thursday, August 6th in Williston, 10 a.m. at Neighbors Drilling, and then they'll do the tour at 11. And then Friday, August 7th in Minot at, I always say this wrong, but at Verendry Electric Cooperative, I think is how you say it.
Verendry Electric, yes, correct.
Verendry Electric Co-op, and that'll be at 8 a.m. on Friday, and then 1 o'clock at Bobcat in Bismarck at 3901 Morrison Avenue. So a number of different places where you can take that in. Again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'll give you those one more time. Before we're done. Andy, I've said before in this program that it seems to me, and I've heard this from others as well, and I'm curious if you agree, that, you know, higher ed is the one area that we need to work on. A lot is going really well in North Dakota in so many sectors, right?
Sure.
But higher ed is not. Higher ed is just, in a bit of flux and a bit of turmoil. And, you know, for all the things going great in North Dakota, that's the one piece that isn't. Now, some would argue, well, Scott, that's the case everywhere, right? There's this rub right now, and it's very difficult with the costs and ongoing conflicts between, you know, the academic world and the business world. So, you know, nothing different in North Dakota than anywhere else. Yeah, but that's not good enough for me to say, oh, okay, well, it's bad everywhere. So let's say, would you agree that that higher ed in North Dakota needs some work?
Yeah, I think it always does, Scott. I mean, right now I'm talking to you from Big Sky, Montana. I'm with a group of my peers out here, and higher ed in all these states, as you mentioned, is always controversial. But that said, I think it's really, really important that we somehow figure it out in North Dakota, because it really is the place where we produce our future workforce. And so no matter what your opinion is regarding this, it's important that we come together as a state, we come together and we figure out how to make it be the best that it can be. You know, whether you are producing workers that work in factories, and those are good jobs, by the way, nowadays, manufacturing, or whether you are producing engineers or whatever it is, it's important that we figure out how we produce that future workforce. So I would agree to you on one point that there is some controversy, and we have had our struggles, and we have had our challenges, but somehow it's time now to work through those issues.
Yeah, and a lot of it, it seems, related to individual campuses sort of being in silos to think, you know, we're just going to do it how we do it here versus being part of a system, right? I mean, we still haven't sort of bought into this idea of the system, which is obviously the charge of this chancellor and was the previous chancellor. And we've got sort of a growing list of former chancellors who've gone through a very difficult time trying to get, you know, a system implemented versus individual silos. Is Chancellor Hagerich the guy to do it, you think?
Well, I hope so. A couple things there, Scott. I served on his hiring committee. We were very impressed with him. I think he's got all the skills necessary, the leadership qualities. So I think, yes, he is the guy to do this kind of thing. And then, I think he is. I think it is time to figure all this kind of thing out. And then secondly, I think that we've had some challenges just the way that our constitution is set up in our state. And it sets up some of these natural problems. So on one hand, it addresses some things. On the other hand, there are these unintended consequences that you are talking about and we're talking about right now. So I think Hagerty is the guy to do it. I think he's the guy with the leadership skills, and let's hope he does it.
To your point on the Constitution, what if you had a magic wand, what would you change?
You know, if I had a magic wand today, Scott, I would redo a portion of what's in that constitutional piece. If you look at most state constitutions, they have higher ed. There's a paragraph or two. Let me just give you an example of Minnesota. You know, they've got a huge system over there, and in their constitution is one paragraph about higher ed. In our constitution, if you look at it, there are page after page after page. And so we really set a lot of the operational things in there, even the missions of the school. So if I was the king today, I would change a lot of that and maybe even change some of the missions and make these schools more flexible. Again, it is the piece that's in the Constitution, and it had to do with a 1938 initiated measure that put it in there. So that's very difficult to change. Again, I'm not the king, but if I was, that's what I'd do.
Yeah, and so specifically, for instance, the detail that says how many and where?
Sure. Yeah, I think that would be a good thing. I think one of the things that our state could really use right now, Scott, is a lot more technical colleges. I know we have Bismarck State and we've got Wahpeton, but, you know, there's a huge need for those workers with a two-year degree, and plumbers, electricians. People that fix machinery in factories. So, again, if I was the king for the day, I would have a lot more of those kind of campuses in our system and make sure that we educate more of those kinds of workers. So that's just an example.
Exactly. The listening tour with Chancellor Mark Hagerty of the North Dakota University System will take place August 4th through August 7th. That's next week. Tuesday in Fargo and Grand Forks, Wednesday in Dickinson, Thursday in Williston, and Friday in Minot and Bismarck. And in many of those places, you get a facility tour right after the listening session, so a good chance to interact. Who do you want at these meetings, Andy?
You know, we would really love to see business owners and operators, those folks that have a lot to do with the management of their companies, or even first-line supervisors out there that are trying to hire the right kinds of people. They're all welcome here. We'd like to know if they're coming, of course, so they could just go to our website and register. But we'd like to visit with all those folks. So they're all welcome, and it's open to those people.
All right, sounds good. Anything else you want us to know ahead of the listening tour next week?
No, I'm looking forward to getting back into North Dakota. Scott, I'll tell you that it snowed here in Big Sky yesterday, and it's beautiful out here, but I'm missing North Dakota right now, so I'm looking forward to the listening tour.
I think our connection broke up, but I think I heard you say it snowed. Is that what you said?
I did say that. It snowed several inches here where I'm at and a couple of feet at the top of the mountain. So, yeah, July 28th.
I guess we can't complain about the high wind yesterday anymore then. Wow.
No. I don't think you can. So
yeah, there was some serious wind back home in North Dakota yesterday that a lot of people endured. Yeah, but no snow.
Yeah.
We dodged that bullet. All right, Andy, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, good to talk to you, Scott.
You bet. If you want to find out more about this, ndchamber.com is the website, by the way. And also, again, I'll tell you, 9 a.m. Tuesday, Fargo at Case New Holland, 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at All True Health System. Then Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Baker Boy and Dickinson. Thursday, 10 a.m. in Williston at Neighbors Drilling. Friday in Minot at 8 a.m. at Verendry Electric Cooperative. And 1 p.m. at Bismarck Bobcat, 3901 Morrison Avenue. All the details at the ndchamber.com website. Greater North Dakota Chamber President Andy Peterson with us today on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls in a moment.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You hear about the rigs that we have, the rig count in North Dakota, which is less and less relevant because the average drilling operation has gone from about a 45-day window. They've done some in 12 days, completed drilling operations. So, in other words, less rigs can do a lot more work. They're a lot more efficient. But anyway, per rig, there's about $40 million for every one of those rigs in in-state spending. There's $105 million in direct and secondary impact. There's $1.4 million in sales, use, and income tax. And there's 177 jobs with every rig. But here's the real number, the per well, okay? And our well count just continues to grow and grow and grow. The well count is what we ought to pay attention to, in my belief, even more than rig count. Every well means about $900,000 in in-state spending. About $1.7 million in direct and secondary impact. about $347,000 in taxes and about 2.4 jobs. Every well, folks, that's incredible. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, our next guest, our next caller, rather, here, before he brings up what he wants to bring up, I have a question for him. Fred in Wing, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm fine. What's the question?
Have you been to a Twins game yet this year?
No, but I got to watch one last night. That was pretty good. Yeah, I watched part of it anyway.
How would you like to watch one at Target Field, though? We're going, you know, about 2 weeks away, the 13th of August. Little day game. Fred, I'm thinking you're the perfect candidate to hop on the bus and join us for a little Twins baseball.
Oh, I'd like to go do it. My son would like to do it more.
See, there you go. Now you're making a memory. You're bringing your boy along. Now you're talking.
Well, it'd be nice. I'd like to go. Don't know if I can make it or not, but might be able to.
They lost last night to the Pirates, as you know, since you watched it. But I would think you'd want to go watch a game where they win, and I'm banking on a win against the Rangers. 13th of August, by the way, here's the deal, folks. We have a fun bus leaving from Fargo, 7 a.m. in the morning on the 13th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And go down for a 12-10 game. Twins have a day game today. And then the next day game, I believe, will be that one in 2 weeks against the Rangers. So we'll be down there for a day game, and then we come right back after. And it's $129. We have sweet seats behind home plate. And you also get the coach ride down there, a little breakfast as we take off. And if you want, for another $100, you can have a stay overnight in Fargo, either on, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday night, whichever you prefer. So if you want to go on the Twins Fun Bus for the What's on Your Mind, we're going to do the show on the way to the game, just like we did for a Bison game last year at the beginning. We did Ames. And by the way, we're also going out to Missoula for the big Bison opener, too. That'll be great fun. The telephone number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 3, ask for Marie, and make some memories. Just make some memories. That'd be a good thing to do. Anyway, that's not why you called, Fred. I just wanted to engage in a little Twins talk. Now we can talk about what you want to talk about. What's on your mind?
Well, this thing with the abortion thing, this should solidify the Republican effort. The Republican Party's been anti-abortion for years. I know there's some in the party that really want to get away from the social issues. We can't. They're staring us in the face. This is a eye-opening experience, and I was hoping you might share this with the congressman later on, that this is something that should focus our efforts as Republican Party. Now, the Democratic Party, I watched their convention when they elected President Obama last time. They had a Democratic convention, and you know, Scott, that they voted three times to get God completely. They didn't want anything to do with God in their platform. And you know, you can go back and you can watch the convention, the last votes that they did.
That's in my mind, and I know I remember what you're talking about, Fred. It's in my mind is a sad state of the political place we find ourselves in, because I don't believe that the vast majority of the Democrats gathered in that hall, you know, don't understand that there is a higher being and have a belief in God. I don't believe that. Okay, what I believe is they see the Republican Party as being more the, you know, for lack of a better term, faith-based, you know, individuals that make it up. So to go anywhere near that turf is politically dangerous. So they have to actually say, we're not going to do that. They're the ones that are going to tell you what you got to do, and, you know, a bunch of Bible thumpers and all that. It's political rather than a statement about, you know, their belief set. Certainly, you know, North Dakotans here, I believe this majority would be in that category of having a grounding in faith and realizing what's most important, regardless of party persuasion. But isn't that a sad state of affairs that it came to that? I mean, that was a chilling episode, what you're talking about there, when that vote happened. It was unbelievable. And even the people that were trying to chair the committee were like, we can't do this. This is going to look terrible. It's awful. And, you know, they didn't care. They just kept chanting, you know.
It was something that stuck in my memory. You know, like the watch the conventions. I want to hear both sides. And that was the most chilling moment. It was so exposing and so it just showed the future of the Democratic Party, and it showed why we get gay marriage, why we have so many people on the Supreme Court that are going that way. It showed why we need to be the opposite of that.
Fred, appreciate the call. Thanks for the comments. Think about that Twins game. Talk to your son. Love to have you come along. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.